And we're joined now by Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson, the chairman of the president's working group on financial markets that we've been hearing about. Secretary Paulson, welcome back to the program.
Melissa, it's good to be back with you.
You talked today at the National Press Club about the need to get the balance right between regulation and innovation and not squeezing the industry too tight. What's the fear there?
Well, Melissa, I want to begin by making the point that we still have real turmoil going on in our capital markets. We want to implement these recommendations with an eye toward not creating a burden that exacerbates today's market stresses. So the markets need to continue to be efficient. We want to continue to make sure that credit is available to those who need it. And so we just want to get that balance right here.
On the other hand, some consumer advocates are looking at these recommendations and saying, we're not seeing real enforceable teeth here and that these are problems that have been known about for years. These reforms should have happened long ago before we were in such a crisis.
Yeah, I can't deal with what didn't happen long ago. I can only deal with the situation we have today, and we're working very hard to address all of these issues. We've put forward, I think, some strong recommendations on the President's Working Group on Financial Markets. We have all of the top regulators in the U.S. They've come together with one voice that's very powerful. They have strong powers, and to the extent they need additional authority, they'll ask for it. So we're going to deal with these problems, but we need to do it in a balanced way, because we don't want to hurt those consumers who are going to continue to need credit and going to continue to benefit from our capital markets.
You mentioned additional authority. Do you anticipate that there might be more specific regulations down the road, things maybe that would require stronger laws, for example?
Well, first of all, there are plenty of things being done. Like, for instance, right now, the Fed has promulgated some new rules that will have to do with unfair and deceptive lending practices, have to do with disclosures. We're going to need a stronger licensing standards and standards to be enforced at the state level for monitoring brokers and ensuring appropriate behavior and that kind of thing. So there's going to be some instances where we need more regulation, some instances where we may need legislation. There's a big focus also on the rating agencies and over-reliance on rating. One thing I might say to you is some people have asked me, you know, who's to blame? And the reason we're not scapegoating anyone is when we looked at this, there are plenty of mistakes to go around. All of the market participants, including the regulators, and those of us who participated in the president's working group have made mistakes. So the key is, how do we take some steps to reduce the likelihood of going through these problems again?
Secretary Paulson, we're talking to you on a day when the dollar is at a record low in Europe. It hit a 12-year low against the yen. Do you expect it to get worse?
Melissa, as you know, I've always taken a quite a clear position on this in saying that a strong dollar is in our nation's interest, and then recognizing that our economy, like any others, is going to have its ups and downs. But our long-term fundamentals are strong, and I believe that they're going to be reflected in the value of our currency here.
Ups and downs, but we're not seeing many ups lately.
Well, let me say, you don't see an up at a time when you're slowing down, right? But we had 6 years of very solid economic growth. We're going through a tougher time right now. We're focused on the downside, very focused on it. We've got a stimulus program that's going to be kicking in the beginning of May, and you're going to see a lot of money going out, pumped into the economy in May, June, and the very first week of July, going to about 130 million consumers. And I think we'll find that is very helpful.
As you know, the billionaire Warren Buffett has said, by any common sense definition, we are now in a recession, even if we haven't met the technical definition. And there's a growing number of economists who agree, including a number from your former firm, Goldman Sachs. Are they right? Would you say we are really now in a recession?
Yeah, I don't get into, as Warren Buffett said, get into the technical definitions. We have slowed down very significantly. The American people feel it and know it. We know it. We're watching it very closely, and the actions we've taken are the same actions we'd be taking whether we're growing very slowly or whether we're not growing at the present. So again, we're focused on the economy and doing everything we can to be helpful here.
Whether we call it a recession or not, you're saying.
I'm not getting into that, Melissa.
Secretary Paulson, thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson speaking with us from his office at the Treasury Department.